better to wish him happy birthday and have on the program than his great mate, Dave Hussey, the mentor with the Kolkata Knight Riders in the Indian Premier League. He's just, what about this? It's 12:23 a.m. in the UAE at the moment. And Hussey stayed up to take our call, which is very lovely of him. But he's also just come back to the hotel from training where they wrapped up their session within the last hour of play. David Hussey, good morning to you, or good evening. It is good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, very good. Good morning, Half, and happy birthday, Whitey. Well done. You don't look a day over 46, Whitey.
Now, come on. I'm the same age as you.
No, you're older than me. Sorry, younger than me. Far younger than me.
No, how old are you, Hus?
I'm 43, but in July. He's September.
So. Oh, yeah. See, I'm March. Yeah. So we're all the same. We're all 43.
Yeah, we're all the same.
Happy birthday to us for the entire year. Good on us. Now, Hus, speak to me about this training situation. You just got back. It's midnight. You've just got back from training.
Yeah, effectively. I've been probably back, without telling too much of a fib, probably 2 hours now. We left at about four, and yeah, we trained for about 6-7 hours. So it's reasonably long, but the Indians love hitting cricket balls, and we're trying to build up as much volume as possible for the start of the IPL, and our first game's on the 23rd of September. So yeah, all the boys are fit and firing, and yeah, well, hopefully we lighten the loads off getting closer to the first game.
Now, I understand that the Indians love hitting cricket balls. That's all very well and good, but you just said you just trained for 6 or 7 hours. How do you possibly fill 6 or 7 hours of cricket training? I'm lucky to do two laps of the oval, 15, 20 minutes in the nets, and that's about it.
Well, it's worse because you actually do the planning meetings beforehand, so there's another hour and a half because everybody loves talking cricket, so yeah, it's they become long days, but also enjoyable. It's really nice actually having a purpose again, and you get to work with some of the best cricketers in the world. So I'm very, very fortunate in that aspect.
So, for our listeners, tell us who is in the Kolkata Knight Rider setup, because it's one of the more one of the bigger franchises in the IPL. Who actually plays for your team?
Yeah, so probably our highest profile player is Pat Cummins, the Aussie. We paid in excess of $3 million US dollars for him. So, yeah, he joins the squad in, I think it's about 4 days' time. But then he has 6 days' quarantine before he gets out. I don't think he gets out the day before our first game. So he might be a little bit short of a gallop without being saying too much of a pun on a radio racing network. Owen Morgan, we also have Tom Banson, and the local Indian players. Our captain is Dinesh Kartik, who's played a lot for India, and our young gun is Shubman Gill, a young opening batsman who plays for the Punjab Cricket Association, who's extremely talented. And I dare say he'll be out on the Indian-Australian tour this coming summer.
Right, okay. And for you going over there, was there any apprehension about it, obviously, with the coronavirus sort of, you know, taking over the world and so few people actually travelling? Explain what that was like and what you did in quarantine.
Very little in quarantine. I had 6 days in Abu Dhabi. I'm actually trying to lose a few kilos, actually, Whitey. I sort of let myself go a little bit, so I'm trying to do as much fitness as I possibly could. Yeah, so it was really reasonably difficult. But no apprehensions about coming over to the Middle East or Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Sharjah, where the tournament's played, purely health-wise, I'm fine with that. It's more being away from the family for pretty much 3.5 months, and when you get back to Australia, you've got the 2 extra weeks in quarantine. So it does make it very difficult, but fortunately we have the likes of FaceTime and Skype, which we can call each other. Well, the kids especially, they're at a really impressionable age, so it's reasonably difficult being away from them.
And what's it like over there in regards to what you can do? I mean, once you get through quarantine, I mean, do you have to wear a mask? Is there significant restrictions like in a lot of other countries in what you can and can't do around the city?
Exactly that. So we're in a bio bubble. That's the big buzzword at the moment. Oh, yeah. We wear masks everywhere. We wear tracking devices. We're not allowed to leave the hotel. The pool is off limits, which is really disconcerting because I'm out looking my window right now. I can see this beautiful, cool pool and a beach next door to me, and I can't use either. So it's really disappointing. But these rules are in place. We want cricket to be going ahead, and we want to entertain the people of the world and show how great cricket is. So we're in a really fortunate position about to be able to provide entertainment for the world.
Hope they've got a bathtub in the hotel room, Hus. You just have to fill it up with cold water and jump in every now and then. Just dip yourself in and out.
Absolutely, Hus. Absolutely. When you're on the coaching staff, you definitely have one of the better rooms. So I'm fortunate that aspect.
Yeah, oh, that's disappointing. The pool's just looking at you. It's the UAE. It's hot. Oh, my goodness. That's no good. Tell me, just the morale of the players and the sentiment towards the competition this year, because it's not in India, it's in the UAE. It's a very different campaign. It's 53 days, the schedule, I think, for the IPL. I mean, it's a long time, and it's not in India. How do you think it'll go and it'll be received by the players and the fans back in India?
Yeah, well, I still think it'll be received very, very well in India because they're starved of cricket. They haven't had any sport pretty much the same as Australia, or no cricket anyway, since March. And I think they're just about to cancel their domestic season, upcoming domestic season too. So the Indians are definitely starved of some cricket, some good cricket being played. But travelling in the IPL to a foreign country, it is a little bit different. You're away from the local boys are away from their friends and family. They don't get to sleep in their own bed. They don't have their local food, which is quite difficult. But that's one of my roles in amongst the team, is just to keep the morale up and provide a sort of an outsource if anybody has any issues sort of thing, and try and solve them as quickly and as easily as possible. But also just make sure everybody feels as comfortable as they possibly can in the group to allow them to play at their best whenever we actually play on the big stage.
So you're officially, this is great, this is a highlight of my radio career. I've never spoken officially to the Minister for Morale.
Well, there you go. So first time for everything. But my actual portfolio is the batting, so I'll be doing more often the batting. But my actual title, which I don't really care about titles, is the Chief Mentor Officer and Minister for Morale, yeah, which is quite exciting in saying that as well.
That's brilliant.
So when you're a batting coach of an IPL team, Hus, I mean, obviously you're talking about some of the creme de la creme of world cricket. Do you spend more time with the Indian players that are coming through, or do you spend just as much time with the guys that are expected to make a lot of runs?
Probably more the former, definitely the local Indian boys, and try and upskill and educate them as quickly as possible. But well, I get the feeling that I've only worked with them for 2.5 weeks now, and all the boys are flying, they're hitting the ball beautifully, but they all just want to play and show the world how great players they actually are and earn the big dollars on the big stage. So it's my job just to really keep them all grounded, and some of the best coaches in the world actually say very, very little and allow the players to play. So that's pretty much my goal at the moment, but just do a little bit of tinkering here and there and sort of advise about strategy and how to play in certain situations. So that's probably the debrief I've got, that I've been given anyway.
And then how much are you sort of, you're doing your role for Kolkata, but also you're the Melbourne Stars coach. Are you sort of taking an interest in sort of the broader sort of trends of the IPL that may come into vogue when you start playing in the BBL later in the year?
Absolutely. All the trends are—they're your friends, really—and provides a good backdrop or answers to the examination before the big test. So yeah, I'm very fortunate in that I get all the answers to the test. So which is a good thing. But also, I'm sort of combining the Melbourne Stars. I can sort of work via from the computer. I still keep in contact with all the Stars players, and we're busily trying to sign some overseas players currently at the moment. So. Yeah, it's reasonably hectic, reasonably busy, but it's something. It's really nice having another purpose. Oh, I didn't do any work pretty much since April, I guess. So it's kind of nice to get back into the swing of things.
Yeah, it's nice to have something to do, no doubt about that, Hus. And just on the BBL front, and all those players in front of you, are you sniffing? Are you the one that's doing the recruiting while you're over there? Are you allowed to do that or not?
I'm not the list manager for the Stars. Nick Cummins is the list manager, but we're discussing different players and what suits our needs throughout the or every second day, really, it feels like. So yeah, we're definitely looking forward for a top order player, and whether overseas international tours go ahead. I think England are going to tour the South African, have a tour of South Africa, so that might blow a few plans out of the way for a few teams. But also Pakistan, we've already signed Harris Ralph again, and Pakistan are touring New Zealand, so we might have to look for a replacement there as well. So yeah, it becomes quite challenging, and unfortunately all the Indian players are off limits unless they've retired from international cricket. So yeah, it's reasonably challenging, and we've got to be really fluid and flexible in what we can and can't do.
Well, you've made a very interesting comment there, unless they've retired. Now, my understanding is, Mr. David Hussey, is that Mahendra Singh Dhoni has retired from international cricket at all levels. And he's, my understanding is also that he's quite an anti-T20 player. Is there a chance? Do you want MS Dhoni at the Stars?
Yes, so this is like the movie Dumb and Dumber. Like, you're telling me there's a chance. There's a chance. We want MS Dhoni in the frame. He's a wonderful player and a wonderful person, and he did perfectly with us. So I think any team would like to jump at the chance of signing MS Dhoni. But I'm not saying that we're one of those teams, but I would say that every team would be like to sign him.
Do you think he might like to play Big Bash cricket? How about that?
I think MS Dhoni would be more than happy to take Christmas off and just relax back in his family home in Ranji. There you go.
Righto. That doesn't seem overly positive, Whitey, that if you're going to hang out at Christmas with the family, he's not going to play in the Big Bash.
I think Cricket Australia...
Back?
Who's he want?
Sam at Patel, he wants him back.
Fat Man Patel.
Now
Sam Patel, a beautiful striker of the ball, Huss.
He is. Good fella too, good person too.
Well, it's all about good people, you know that, Huss. You know that. Who's going to win the IPL outside of the Knight Riders? Who are the other challengers through this season, which starts on September 23?
The best team, the reigning premiers, the Mumbai Indians, and that's their first game. They're very talented in all aspects of the game. They've got good fast bowlers, good spin, and good top order players. So I think they're going to be the team to beat. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Hyderabad Sunrisers would be right up the top. They've got Johnny Bairstow and Dave Warner, Kane Williamson, but they've also got some good fast bowlers and good spin. So I think they're going to be the team to beat. But hopefully we're there and thereabouts, and I think it's just all about qualifying for the finals, and then once the finals hit, anything can happen.
Right, and more importantly, speaking of finals, the Saints, will they make the finals?
Yeah, of course, they'll beat GWS comfortably on Friday night. Looking forward to it. I actually watch it in my room. It's a really good time over here to watch it, so yeah, very happy. But I think a few people, I watch it out in the balcony, and I think people get upset with some of my swearing and carrying on with the Saints.
We've got to keep that morale up somehow, Huss, because you are feeding that on to all the players. We wish you the best of luck, mate. Don't look at the pool again. It'll just bring anxiety. Good luck over there with the Knight Riders. Look forward to seeing how they go.
Much appreciated, and happy birthday, Whitey. Enjoy.